Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
This company.
Customer support. We're a third-party call center.
Your customer support for what company?
We're a third-party call center. Represent for multiple companies.
So you're not with a particular company? You're a third-party?
That's correct. We represent for multiple companies.
All right. I don't even know the name of the company I need to talk to. It's about a charge that they placed on your credit card.
So I can try to pull up a charge with their zip code and first and last name?
First and last name is Carolyn Cadle, C-A-D-L-E.
And what was that zip code?
4-1-9.
Just 25419?
Yes.
Yes, could you verify the mailing address?
40 Chalcott Place, Falling Waters, West Virginia.
It looks like there was a contest that was entered for the KitchenAid mixer, which would have started a subscription for Bites Hub. That subscription was canceled when there was a call that was made from your finance institution from a dispute that was filed. But it looks
right.
Like your finance institution verified the charges and they canceled the dispute.
This ad was on Facebook and it was misleading. It was associated with Walmart the way it came out on the Facebook ad. And so I thought that my charge was going to be, I think it was $4.99 or something. Then this other company wasn't even mentioned in the ad, this Vipro, whatever. The chart shows up in my bank account for 85 or 89, I forget the exact amount now. And when I expanded it, this name shows up, a company I didn't have anything to do with. Then I got the email giving me the option to cancel it. So I canceled it, of course. Because I didn't want it. That was not what I thought I was getting. There was no disclaimer on there to tell me that I was involving myself in some other service that was going to charge me close to $90. So I called the bank and told them I wanted that charge off my card. So they have sent me the letter saying that this company says that I entered a survey that included a subscription with their terms and conditions. There were no terms or conditions on there with this company to accept or decline. So,
yes,
what kind of,
our terms and conditions are on the website that it states that it's a contest. Your bank also verified that, which is why they canceled that dispute, because our terms and conditions are stated on the website when you enter the contest.
Okay, now listen. This is not fair business practices. What's my next step to get this money back? I know it's not a lot of money, but it's the principle.
Yes, ma'am. So we do apologize you feel that way. The account was canceled when your bank called in. However, it is a legit charge. That's why your bank canceled the dispute. As a courtesy, we can offer a $55 refund, but that's a valid charge.
There's a what?
We can offer a $55 refund. However, that's a valid charge.
What kind of charge? What do you mean?
That is a valid charge, V-A-L-I-D.
Oh, okay. You mean the 89? I don't know that the...
Our charge was at $489. So we had a charge for $59.89, but it was not $89.
Well, it was $80-some dollars that came out of my bank account.
So that's not our charge. Our charge is for $59.89, and that was on May 27th. Your bank called in on June 16th and verified that charge, but we don't have a charge for $89.
It's showing up in my bank account for that amount.
So that would be a separate company. That's not our charge. Our charge is for $59.89. That was billed on May 27th.
And you can refund that to me?
It would be $55. There's a $5 normal sign-up fee, so it'd be more like $4.98, but $55 basically going back to you.
All right. Well, I would be happy with that then.
It takes It would take 3 to 5 days for that to post. I can also give you a cancellation number.
Does that go back into my checking account directly the way it came out, or?
It would go back in 3 to 5 days.
Okay. All right. If you give me that number, I'm ready for it.
It's C as in Charlie or Cat.
Mhm.
9207795834. And that's it.
Okay, it's C9207795834.
No, 4. 83 is just your last number. That's it, Arthur.
Oh, okay. 83. 583 is the last three digits.
That's correct.
Okay. And it's $55, and it'll hit in 3 to 4 days.
That's correct. 3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 days. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.